In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Good morning. Welcome to Pentecost Sunday. It's one of those really interesting days. As I was preparing for it, I was reflecting back on other Pentecost Sundays that I've experienced, and I couldn't help but think that maybe today, although I have no personal experience with it, that I would try to come in and be like the coach. No personal experience because organized sports, not my thing. Quarters was not an organized sport. The concept being, we have an opportunity today to acknowledge that which God has already done in a way that perhaps we can walk away from here feeling just a little bit different about who we are because of it. So often on Pentecost in my past, I have seen churches I've come into, my own parishes, and had balloons and things tied to the pew. And I've received multiple sermons on the concept of this being the birthday of the church. And I couldn't help but think about the birthday that I attended yesterday for our five-year-old grandson, and all these people came to celebrate him, all the family. They drove up from Sarasota for that, you know. And the thing about his fifth birthday is it was about him. And I thought, well, if the church thinks that this is their birthday, then this is about the church. And this is about God. It's about the power of God in the church. But it has to be about God first. So many of us remembered, well, I didn't, I wore black, of course, but many people remembered to wear red, or they found something red or close as they could to red. I think I own one red shirt somewhere. It's on the right of the closet. Black is all left. But this concept of, if we just look at it as the celebration of the birthday of the church, I think maybe we think, and when I say we, you may not know this yet, I usually mean me. I think we might think maybe too much of ourselves and not enough of God. Amen?
Amen?
And we need to be looking at God. And I think maybe we could hear this conversation Jesus is having in the Gospel according to John with Philip. And we're very calm. You know, we're good Anglicans, right? We're quiet. We're polite. We do things just so. People who don't know what it is we're doing are watching us so they can learn to do it just so. Let's just not worry about that today. Actually, let's never worry about that. Let's just come and worship God. But I want to hear this differently today, this conversation. And in our politeness, we hear this. No comment on the deacon's reading of the gospel, by the way. She did much better than I did at 8 o'clock when my voice completely cut out. But we made it. And we read this. Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." And Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me?" That sounds about right. That's how we read in church, right? This is a conversation Jesus is having with Philip at a time when Jesus is coming near the end of his earthly ministry. And this is someone who's been alongside of him and has seen many things. And I suspect it went more like this. "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" I think it went more like that. Doesn't that make more sense? I think it makes more sense when you hear it that way. "Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you don't, then believe because of the works themselves." He's looking at one who's been following him and saying, "Look, if you can't believe what I'm telling you, look at those who have been healed. Look at the demons that have been cast out, the people who have been raised from the dead." Amen? He's saying, look, You've been with me the whole time. And you still don't know. And maybe I hear that this way because I think that's what God's saying to me sometimes. He's saying, Brian, do you not get this? All that I've done, all the things you've seen me do in your own life and through you, and you still wonder. And I think sometimes we should hear it a little different and just say, yeah, let's listen to what Jesus is saying. Because it becomes somewhat important. Well, I say somewhat, I mean maybe a little more than that. So on this day when we're thinking about making sure we got on our red, and that's good, I mean, I'm not knocking that, I like that concept. It's nice not to be the only one matching. But recognize this day for what it is. This is the day when we remember in the course of history in which the Holy Spirit, the very presence of God, was breathed into his people, amen? Breathed into us. So I would say, brothers and sisters, this day, maybe not be wondering about the birth of the church, but let's wonder about what do we believe? What do we believe? Because he said, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Then it gets to one of my most favorite verses in all of Scripture. John chapter 14, verse 12. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these. Because I am going to the Father. Which is code for, I'm going to the Father and sending the Holy Spirit to you. You will do all that I've done and more, he says. Those who believe. So maybe today we should ask ourselves, do we believe? Do you believe? Do you? Yes. Oh, okay, good. That's important. Because it seems to be a key element in what Jesus is saying today. The one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these. Now, imagine that. We aren't going to do things that Jesus hasn't done, by the way. But Jesus was one. We are many. Amen? Now, what if the church today, we just kind of stepped out of it a little bit? Out of our methods and our motions and our comfortableness, and just hear Jesus' words in a way that I think were probably delivered in the way that I just read them to you. In a way that says, come on, let's do this thing. Yeah. And here comes your coach, by the way. Jesus, God incarnate, walked this earth. Pointing the way to the Father. All along, pointing the way to the Father. Crucified, died, buried, rose again, ascended into heaven, and promised to send the Holy Spirit, which we remember this day, in the time in which that happened, so that we, the church, those who believe, filled with the power of his Spirit, will now point to Jesus. Amen? That's our call. That's what we do. And he has given us everything we need to do that. If we just will. If we just will. And here's the opportunity that's before us. To believe and to do. To go forward. And then we can ask ourselves, well, what are these works? I mean, he's saying, we'll do very truly. I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and even more. Jesus, who healed the lepers, amen? Jesus, who healed the blind. Jesus, who gave the ability to hear to the deaf. Jesus, who ate with tax collectors. Jesus, who forgave sinners. adulterers, murderers, thieves. And when the society around him looked at him and said, "You shouldn't do that," he said, this is what I do. I touch the untouchable. I love the unlovable. These are the things he did. Raised the dead. And he says to us today, just as he said to Philip, "The one who believes in me will also do the works that I do." Wow. Imagine all people proclaiming Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior moving like that. Can you imagine? Well, Jesus could. That's why he said, "And more." Because there'll be so many people moving by the power of his Spirit that it will just be a normal thing to see this happen. Amen? When I was in seminary, my New Testament professor gave a sermon that I still remember, which is amazing for me, by the way, if you know me. That was a few years ago. I don't remember all of it, let's face it. But he talked about the concept of the church coming against the gates of hell. And as he's looking at all of us, our, you know, very holy seminarians, and he just looks at us and he says, "I suspect the gates of hell got nothing to worry about with this church." Wow. I haven't forgotten that. We have become so polite. I'm not as polite as you are, but I'm becoming more polite. And calm and collected. And maybe a little complacent. For a lot of reasons. We're tired. Body doesn't move like it used to. Not sure if we're capable. Not sure if we've ever been given enough information. I say to you to this day, you have. We have the opportunity. We have everything we need through the power of the Holy Spirit. We set apart this day just to remember that we have it, so that we can do all that Jesus did and greater things than those. But we have to do it. I ask you again, do you believe?
Yes.
Stand with me. Brothers and sisters, this is our opportunity. As we go forward and we hear what Jesus was doing, we know it from Scripture. We've heard it over and over and over. And I say to you, this is your time. This is your chance. You have everything you need to do, exactly what Jesus is calling you to do today. Through the power of his Spirit, I call you to go forward, and I want you to go out and find that person who is in need, that person who has been mistreated, and you love them and you care for them. Don't have to like them. Jesus never said that. But he said to care for those who are hungry. Give them something to eat. Amen? Give them something to drink. Amen?
Amen?
Give them clothes to wear if they have no clothes. Amen? Find them a place to live if they have no shelter. Amen? If they are sick, brothers and sisters, go to them, lay hands on them, and through the power of the Holy Spirit and by the name of Jesus, proclaim them to be well. Amen? He calls us to it. If you come across someone who cannot walk, take them by the hand and say, "Stand up." Amen? We don't know if they will or won't. Not up to us, is it? No, it's for Jesus to do through us, the power of his Spirit. But the one thing I guarantee you is this. If we do nothing, nothing will happen. Right? So stand with me now and proclaim this. We have the power of Christ within us, and we will move forward. All in favor?
Aye.
Let's do the work, brothers and sisters. You can go and sit down. We have everything we need. He has given us the power. This is the day we celebrate the power of God inside of us. Inside of us. How could we not be excited about that? I'm excited about that. I don't know if y'all are excited, right?
I'm excited.
The choir is so excited, they wear red every week. I mean, this is the day. We can move. we don't have to do it on our own. And most importantly, this last verse that I want to share with you says this: do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Anybody here want to see Jesus do a mighty work through Holy Innocence? Well, some of you do. Some of you are just going, he's just too crazy today. I wish he'd go home. The fact is this, I'm going nowhere. This is our opportunity. The world needs Jesus. I know because I do. Through the power of his Holy Spirit speaking through other people, I came to know my need. I bet that's true for all of you. Think about it for a second. Think about that person, maybe persons, who talked to you about Jesus like he was real. You know who it is? Maybe who they are? Maybe your grandma, maybe your grandpa, maybe your parents, maybe somebody you never even met before, that they just came and they spoke to you and they were just so confident and sure that this Jesus was real, you couldn't help but walk away going, I think he's real. You got that person? Let your hearts not be troubled. Be not afraid. Go be that person to somebody else. Today. Do it today. And tomorrow. And on Tuesday. And every other day of the week. And here's the one thing you don't maybe necessarily know about that. When you do that, when you stop becoming a receptacle of what God is giving you, and you become a conduit for his power, your relationship with him grows. You can't outdo him. The more you continue to walk without fear, sharing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the easier it becomes, and the more you have to give. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. This is the day. We are reminded that we have the power to clothe the naked, feed the hungry, heal the sick, cast out demons, give sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, raise the dead. This is the day. Don't forget it. We celebrate it every week, not just this week. Receive the power. Let it flow through. And just see how much more comes behind. The power of God is in you. Amen.